This is the Real Talk University podcast, where your hosts, Andre and Christian, explore success stories outside of the classroom.
How's it going, Real Talk fam? This is Andre Haeckel Jr., your co-host of the Real Talk University podcast. Just a quick update for the summer of 2019. Episodes that are going to be coming out in the next few weeks, probably for the next 3 months, are going to be introduced by me only because Christian is back home in Albany and we did not get a chance to record intros for all the interviews that we've done previously. But it's totally okay. Christian sends his regards and he's still with the Real Talk fam. He just can't be here right now because he's enjoying summer. Anyways, we're super excited. The both of us, I know, are excited to share today's episode with you guys. We had the privilege of interviewing a close friend of ours, Josh Ordonez, who many of you have not yet heard of, but will obviously learn more about throughout the interview that you're going to hear soon. And the neat thing about this podcast was we got to film it and record it in Gary Vaynerchuk's head office at VaynerMedia in New York City, which for me personally was an absolute dream come true, just to be in VaynerMedia and to see where Gary Vaynerchuk, the guy that basically inspired me to get started and inspires me every day to do what I've been doing these past 7 months. It was just really cool to see, you know, where he works, where he gets his things done, and then obviously in his iconic office where he shoots the Gary V show, the Ask Gary V show, and does all of his interviews and podcasts in that office with that background. And it's just iconic. And for entrepreneurs out there like myself, they understand just how big and important this was and how meaningful it was to Christian and I. Nonetheless, Josh was an awesome guest. I think we had a great conversation for this podcast that you guys are really going to enjoy and get a lot out of. And it was unique because Josh, Christian, and I are all younger. We're still in college and we're still out there hustling, trying to make the most out of the opportunities that are out there. So we hit a lot of different topics, ranging from reaching out to guests, making the most out of internships, working for free, connecting, networking, and a lot of practical advice. And towards the end, it got really deep, and you'll hear Christian rant here and there. I definitely get into some really important topics to me, as you'll hear. And Josh, again, was just an awesome guest who continued to provide practical advice for us and you guys as well. So enjoy the episode, guys. That's all I have to say. I just really hope you guys enjoy this one. And if you can, definitely check out the YouTube video because, again, we're in Gary V's office. We're sitting in his throne. So the backdrop is really cool and really unique to us. So enjoy it. How's it going, Real Talk fam? I just wanted to jump in here real quick before we start this new episode of Real Talk University with an offer that Christian and I have put together for you guys. Basically, as a thank you for listening and tuning into all of our episodes and supporting us along the way so far. So what we put together is the Podcast Blueprint ebook, which you'll have access to for free. Absolutely free. This is a downloadable PDF containing all the information, actionable steps, tips, resources, everything you need to launch your very own successful podcast in 30 days or less, exactly how Christian and I have done so. After reading our ebook, you'll be able to launch your own podcast today, book your dream guest for your interviews, and get ads and sponsors immediately. To claim your free copy today, visit the link at bit.ly/RTU ebook. That's bit.ly/RTU ebook. EBOOK. Get your free copy today before this offer expires.
Shows up.
All right, boys. We are live, I think, yeah.
Sweet.
Let's go. Alright. Well, we're live in Gary V's office with our good friend Josh Ordonez. Pleasure to have you.
Well, what's up?
Thanks for inviting us out here. We're in New York City, guys, in Hudson Yards, so we're thrilled to have Josh here. So, Josh, just tell us a little bit about what you're doing with Gary V this summer.
So, this summer, I am pleased and blessed enough to be here, VaynerMedia, New York City. I am here until September 1st. I'll be back in California, where I'm from. And I'm pretty much just doing Empathy Wines social media management, and really big here on community management, which going into that, community management, if you guys know Gary, what he did to build his brand and social media presence was just community managing everything and anything that he could over Twitter. So he would be talking to everyone about wine, everyone replying to every single thing, making sure that no conversation is left unsaid. So that's like primarily like the big thing that we're focusing on here. And not only Empathy, but Team Gary V has, you know, people dedicated just for community management. And so yeah, I'm here pretty much doing Empathy Wines and social media. If you don't know Empathy Wines is, you probably don't know who Gary Vaynerchuk is, but Gary V started a new direct-to-consumer wine business. So you order the wine online and it gets shipped straight to your doorstep, as you can see. Pretty big here.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much what he is. And Gary started on wine, pretty much. He started in like the liquor business, you know, grew his parents' liquor business, or liquor store here in New Jersey, actually, 3 to 60 million. And so now this is like his next project, and it's been very cool being here, doing social media, being in the space, and yeah.
Definitely. So, bro, take us through how you got the opportunity to come work for him.
Sure. So, first of all, Gary straight up posted on his Instagram story with the two co-owners saying, "Hey guys, I'm here and here's the Team Empathy and we're looking to expand the team." And at that time, I was working with Kixerdamas, managing Kixerdamas on social media. And I didn't really think too much about it. I was just kind of like, oh, whatever. And then later, I don't know how much later that was, but Gary goes on Instagram Live and he's just like, yeah, so he's selling wine on Instagram Live, pounding down Empathy Wines.
Yeah.
It's like super entertaining, and it's also kind of like an opportunity to expand the brand using his personal brand. So he kind of just mentions like, yeah, so I'm here with my co-owner Nate of Empathy Wines. And I'm just like, okay, interesting, Nate. That's all I picked up. And so I go on Gary's following and I type in Nate. And sure enough, I find the co-owner of Empathy Wines. And I sent him a DM. I said, hey, you guys, I sent him, initially I was just like, you know, maybe we could brainstorm on a collab with Empathy and Kixerdamas, maybe like some Empathy related shoes.
Yeah, that'd be
kind of cool. And then I was like, but also like, if you guys are looking for, you know, someone to come on board to do social media, like this is what I do. And Nate was like, hey, like, thanks for reaching out, you know, let's chop it up. And I was like, yeah, sure, like, and I kind of started sharing about what I do. And then I got left on red.
Really?
Yeah, I got left on red from Nate. And so I kind of like strategically, you know, approached this instead of saying like, yo, bro, like, what's up?
Yep.
I said, you know what, okay, like, I got left on red. So what I did next was it kind of just perfectly worked in my favor and like so thankful. What I did next was I actually had a social media campaign with Kixerdamas and the Utah Jazz.
Yep.
And so I pretty much put that on my story. And this is a really good tactic for anyone out there who wants to like reach someone that they want to work with or someone they admire and like show them something. I pretty much posted on my story this campaign with the Jazz and I tagged Nate in it.
Yeah.
And I hit it. So like
the only
people who are going to see is me and Nate. So I tagged Nate in the campaign and I said, hey Nate, you know, I'm tagging you in this just to show you what I'm currently doing. And to see, you know, if the need is still there for someone to do social media for you guys, you know, I'm still available and, you know, we could discuss. So he saw, you know, I posted that and, from there he just straight up says, call me. And then he calls me and he's like, hey, what's up, bro? Like, so here's the job, here's the pay, here's the hours. When can you come out? Pretty much.
Wow, that's
yeah. Cool. And so I was like, oh shoot. At that time I still had like probably like 2 weeks of school in my semester left. And so from there we kind of just, I guess that was kind of like the first phone call. Then from there I had a video conference with John, the other co-owner of Empathy Wines. And we're just talking about, you know, empathy, talking about social media, talking about marketing. And you know, he was kind of probably just kind of like an interview, I guess, in a sense, just seeing like what I know about the industry, what I know about, you know, the project with Gary and Empathy. And after that, we had a conference call with everyone but Gary, I guess,
yeah.
The team. And then they were just like, all right, so when can you come out? Like, we'd love for you to start, like, in 2 weeks or, like, in a week, if not sooner. And, yeah, they sent me the contract, and here I am.
That was it. So you just, I don't know, like, you came all the way from LA to New York City. Talk us through that, like, getting the flight,
yeah.
Finding a place to live.
And with school, like, with 2 weeks left in school, like, how'd that work out?
So here's the thing. So I am currently taking, I'm still going to be taking 18 units, right, max units that I can at school. And thing is, I've built really well relationships with my professors. So with Kix, you know, Kix Adamas had me pretty busy. He, like, I would have to be pulled out of class to run, like, campaigns. Like, I remember, like, just recently, or, like, in my recent memory, we had one with, like, eBay and, like, Heist and Abiety.
Yeah.
And so, like, I had to, like, literally get out of class, you know, do this whole campaign. Literally, like, eBay sent us, like, this whole thing. Like, it's, like, legit, you know, like, this is what you have to post. This is how we expect it to see. You have to use this hashtag. You have to do the ad disclaimer, you know, disclaiming that this is an ad campaign. And so pretty much I would get pulled out of class. I would have to go back into class and say, hey, like, sorry, like, I came to class for 5 minutes and then I disappeared. This is what I was doing. I am currently, you know, working in the social media marketing space. And they're like, wow, like, that's so cool, because education is one thing, but what you're doing in the real world
is what matters.
Is like what matters and is like valuable. You know, in a sense, they both matter, but like what real world probably outweighs, especially with the way things are going nowadays. But yeah, dude, so once I got my contract, they were like, find a place to live, we'll see you here.
Yeah.
And it's tough. Like, I was just telling you guys, out here in New York, and like, I guess probably moving anywhere, like, big metropolis area, it's tough. I, like, was telling you guys, I almost got scammed. Like, one guy was asking for my bank account number, my social security number, after I gave him a deposit. Sketch. But luckily, like, I have a family out here. My mom's cousin, I'm currently living with them in Long Island. And I'm moving to NYU next Monday. So, you just got to be resourceful. You got to be resourceful. DMing people, asking to see if they have spaces, you know. You just got to be resourceful, and you got to, I guess, like, hustle, really, and, like, just, thankfully, like, the internet makes it kind of easy, too, but, yeah, I actually had to miss some finals, but was able to do them online, and, so, like, while I was out here, I was technically still in school, so I was doing all the homework online, all the finals online, and, yeah, I got, like, all A's and B's, thankfully. So, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's clutch. And I think it, like, relates to what Christian and I have kind of built here at Real Talk, is just taking advantage of the resources out there, like Instagram, DMing people that you want to get into contact with, kind of, like, using what we have as a network, as a leverage and an audience. But I'm just interested in hearing, like, have you ever gone to, like, Gary or any of the guys at Empathy for, like, advice on how to, like, weigh the difference between college and what you do here now?
So the thing is, I probably would have been here even if I wasn't in school, given, like, my background and, like, experience.
Yeah.
But they actually, I think they do value, like, degrees here. I know people here, it's a mix. Some people are experienced and don't have the degree. Some people are experienced with the degree. And some people, I don't think there's anyone with just the degree.
Yeah.
Most of the people here are pretty qualified. But, no, I haven't really touched on, like, hey, is school worth it or is college worth it?
Yeah.
Like, so John and Nate, they've been working with Gary for like years on now. So Nate was actually Gary's like personal assistant, and now they're all like in business with each other.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. So like there's no definite answer on like whether they like value school or like the direction of it, but since I'm still in school, they're kind of like, be out here all summer. Once the contract ends here in person, we could possibly renegotiate to see if I could work remote for them while I'm still in school.
Yep.
And then from there, yeah, pretty much once I graduate, we'll discuss salary and like full time.
So you want to come back?
As of right now, yeah, it's pretty cool here. New York's pretty cool. But I think I love just Vayner and the environment more than like New York as a city.
Yep.
But my goal was to live in LA. So like initially they were like, possibly I could be stationed out of the Vayner LA office. But like now that I'm here, I think it's best to be like where like all the action's going down. You know, Gary's here like the majority of the time.
Yeah.
You know, the talent, like not all, there's talent spread out through all the offices, but like, you know, D-Rock's here, Tyler's here. You know, you guys just met Caleb. You guys haven't even seen his stuff. My buddy Jason, dude, I'll show you guys all the stuff. They post like some fire content, and it's just like so many creative individuals here.
Yep.
The environment's amazing. And yeah, so as of right now, yeah, I'd love to come back. The opportunity's still there.
So let's go more into the environment, because you gave us a tour. Like, the office is incredible, the artwork, the views. So what's a day-to-day basis like here in terms of coworkers, the space, being under Gary himself? Like you said, you get to go to lunch without telling anybody. It's basically like a very loose management structure.
So I wouldn't say loose management structure. I would say not micromanaged.
Yep.
Or like not towards like the traditional. So every other job I've had, it's like you show up at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Clock in, right? You take your 15-minute break at this time. You take your 30-minute lunch at this time. And if you go 31, throws off the next person that's supposed to go on lunch after you. Or the 15-minute break, if you go 16, throws off the next thing. So here, as far as, I don't know anyone working on hourly here, I don't know really, you know, the details of everyone, but like I'm not on hourly, so I'm kind of like on stipend thing. And Gary talks a lot on like not micromanaging, and it kind of just trickles down throughout the leadership. So yeah, the leadership, they're like, hours in the office is kind of in a way like irrelevant because of the internet. I could pull up my laptop, do the work, the same work I'm gonna do here. Being here is kind of just like cool too, because we get to communicate in person. But a lot of the communication is done like on Slack. You guys know Slack?
Yeah.
Slack, email, you know? And so that's why like they presented an opportunity for me working remote for my last semester of school when I go back. But yeah, the leadership, the environment, the energy here, it's like you're all just with your buddies. I don't know. And like, I was just saying, like, someone just yelled out the F word, like, my first week here. Like, they were just working, they're just like, bah. And, like, no one even, like, was like, what? Why'd you say that? Or, like, no one even looked. I was just like, this guy just yelled the F word in the little office. And I guess just because of, like, the personality of Gary and, like, how he structures, like, the businesses, it's, like, in return, it, like, it's, like, the positive ROI. Because, and also, too, being on Empathy, I kind of have to, like, I have post notifications on with Gary, and, like, I got to make sure if anything about Empathy is being said, I got to be in there.
Yeah.
But because of that, I've been seeing every tweet pretty much. Like, Gary tweeted just recently, like, kindness in the CEO and, like, leadership is, like, where it's at. It's, like, how to actually lead a team instead of, he was, like, in comparison to, like, Steve Jobs. Apparently Steve Jobs is like kind of a dick. I don't know.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
I don't know anything about that. But yeah, so here, dude, it's pretty dope. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, and that's cool, because obviously you were like a big Gary fan before, like everyone is, right? And you kind of like admired his content. So like, how do you see like everything that he preaches, like micromanagement and things like that, kind of trickle down into like your workflow and kind of the people around you?
It honestly, it's like, not like reverse engineering, almost like reverse psychology in a sense. Of like, if you're like hounding someone, like do your work, do your shit, get it done. But if you kind of just say, you know, you it's up to you if you want to crush it. You know, it's up to you if you want to be here, you know, be in this opportunity. And it kind of gives you the like, now it's on me. Now it's not like I need to report to anyone or I need to, you know, make sure everything's done. It's like, now I want to be the one like crushing it instead of like hoping them for me to crush it.
It's almost like you're an entrepreneur in an office space.
Yeah, in a sense, because like I guess I'm technically not an employee here. I mean, I'm still calling them my bosses.
Yeah.
If Gary needs anything, I'm gonna be there. But yeah,
that's crazy, dude. So I kind of just like, obviously they don't know yet, but like we did an interview before this when you were working for Kickstradamus. So like, how is it different from your experience with Kicks to kind of like working for a company rather than like personal brand almost?
So this is huge actually. So with Kickstradamus, so let me just touch on my background real quick.
Yeah, definitely.
Because probably this is going to be the first first interview.
Yeah, we should go into like zone. And
that's what I wanted. Yeah, I wanted to kind of touch on your
back. Let's touch on that, and then I'll touch on the comparison. So last year I was here in New York, traveling with Lonzo Ball and the Ball family. I was managing, doing the same thing, social media management with the Junior Basketball Association, a league revolved around like Mellow Ball and Jello.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dope. So the difference with, so after that, you know, I was managing Kikshadamus. Kikshadamus is a professional shoe designer for like NBA players, pro athletes in all that sense. And now with Empathy, right? So with Lonzo and with everything going on with the Professional Sports League, to Kikshadamus, a personal brand developing content around, you know, artistic shoes, custom shoes, like dope-ass shoes, to now Empathy, which is a business, right? Which we're selling wine. So with the JBA, right, the content sent to me was all kind of relevant in the sense of, like, what's going on in the league. It was very easy to, you know, expand the growth and the awareness of JBA, first of all. LaVar Ball, Jello, Mello, Zoe, they were literally posting on their Instagram, like, probably before every game day, hey, we got a game here, come on out. Lonzo, literally a day before, will say, hey, we're having a pop-up shop here tomorrow in Atlanta, show up, and, like, line down the block. Kind of like what's going on with Casey, like, crazy. So, like, influencer marketing is just something huge. It's, like, genuinely, like, firsthand, seeing it firsthand. Stuff's big. And so and then with Kikshadamus, right, the content sent to me was just like all his shoes, or, you know, I would take the content, him hanging out with other influencers. So there wasn't kind of a sense of difference. Like, the difference now pretty much is with Empathy, we could post pictures of, you know, Empathy wines all day, but we have to actually have a purpose of the content, not just like posting pics of wine. So pretty much John explained to me the structure of how VaynerMedia does it. So I kind of like now I'm structuring the content to like pillars. So like we have like a business objective, a business strategy, and like content pillars for each piece of content now. And it's like, it's been a difference, because it used to be just, hey, here's the content, you know, do all the organic reach, post it out there. Or, and now it's, so here's the content, what's the reason why we're posting it, and yep, what's the business strategy, and what's the objective? And so, for example, touching on that, so one example for business objective and business strategy for Empathy is like differentiation. So what separates us from all the other, you know, competitors? You know, one, we're direct to consumer, we're shipped direct right to your door. Or two, like content pillars, how can we leverage Gary's personal brand? How could we leverage all these influencers under our list and use content around that? Or how can we announce brand news? Like, okay, for example, yesterday we posted a tweet of Tyler. You guys know who Tyler is?
Yeah, yeah, he's like one of the creatives here, right?
No, he's actually Gary's personal assistant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's just like at Tyler on Instagram. So he tweeted pretty much saying, yo, Memorial Day is coming up. Plan ahead, you know, get some wine for the barbecue.
Yeah.
And so we screenshotted it, put it in a template, put like a Empathy like kind of like color, and then the logo in the background. And we're kind of just saying, yo, Memorial Day is coming up, you know, if you order by this day, you could get it in time by Memorial Day. And we said the same approach with Mother's Day, right? In the comments, straight up, someone said, yo, I just ordered, like, and I'm getting it in time for Memorial Day, like, I didn't even know. And so, like, because of, instead of just, like, mindlessly putting content out there, we have an approach, a strategy, yep, reason for it all, and, like, we made a sale off of an Instagram post.
Yeah.
And, like, and in turn, too, like, so I pretty much have, like, VaynerMedia's, like, strategy, and now implementing it into Empathy Wines.
And then how do you go about growing the page organically? Does it take care of itself because it's under Gary V, or do you have to go out and reach out?
It's definitely both. So we've actually, let me see, let me pull it up right now, actually.
Yeah.
So I actually have a screenshot. We've grown like 1,000 plus in the last like 7 days.
Sweet.
So,
I feel like tapping into like Gary's network definitely helps, right?
So let's touch on that. Let's touch on growth. So let me pulling up right now. Insights, audience. Okay, I'll let you guys read that out. Past, just that number right there.
1,320 in the past 6 days, seven days about.
Yeah, so here's how you do it. So one, yes, organic is one thing. So on organic, is you have to be using location, right? You have to be using the hashtags. Did we touch on the hashtags
last time? No, I don't think we did.
Okay, so Instagram allows 30 hashtags, right? Part of it has to be mainstream hashtags. Like the ones with, if you type in hashtag wine, there's probably like 20 to 30 million posts of that. So you want to do hashtag wine. You want to do hashtag wine lover. It's more niche, right? Mm-hmm. There's like probably, maybe some memory, 430,000 posts with like wine lover. And then from there, just based on the content. So like half of it, no, like a quarter of it has to be big, like popular hashtags. Quarter of it has to be niche. Quarter of it has to be like Gary V hashtag. So hashtag Gary V, hashtag Gary V, hashtag crushing it, hashtag crush it. And also hashtags and, no, yeah, I guess that's it. But so the organic is one thing, you know, the captions, you know, got it. Captions is where you really structure the strategy and the business approach and the reasoning. And, you know, tagging everyone. Another thing, like resharing. So another thing, is we have like this thing called VIP experience for Gary and like influencers. So there's like people here dedicated just for like influencer marketing.
Wow.
And so Gary has this huge list of purely influencers, and we pretty much just send them our product. So we send them the K-Swiss shoes, we send them the books crushing it, mm-hmm. we send them all that, all this like Gary V stuff. And now we have a dedicated list of people
for the wine.
For the wine. Exactly. And they have a team dedicated to making sure that all the content of empathy related by influencers is like stored in like, we have all of it. So anytime influencers are out there posting about us, we gotta be on top of that. And so it's literally, it's so easy. Like if you just at whoever, so when people at us, right? Adding them back gives them an opportunity for them to share.
Yeah.
And so like leveraging that like pretty much all the time, like whenever you can, and having the discrepancy of like not just like spamming it out there. But so I guess the growth, organic and then influencers too. Do you guys know who he's double X on Insta? Yeah, he just added us, but yeah, we're always having influencers posting about us, you know, making sure everything's good on that. And then, yeah, Gary pretty much posts probably every day about empathy.
About empathy, mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's kind of like his holy grail, though, because obviously he got his start in wine with Wine Library. So I just want to kind of shift into the focus of our podcast being Real Talk University and kind of what we're doing. Also what you're doing, like trying to build a personal brand. So like your crush on Instagram, obviously, like you've got from Kickstradamus, now to Gary V. So like take us through like building out an Instagram post, say for your personal brand or for people out there trying to build their own personal brand.
Okay. So one, personal brands are awesome, but don't approach it as I'm going to build a personal brand and my whole purpose is to monetize it.
Yeah.
Because if you start by monetizing, it's just going to go off kind of, it might not resonate. You know,
it might not be you anymore.
Yeah, and there's no way to tell like how your personal brand is gonna do. The market decides. You know?
Exactly.
And so me personally, I think I have like 1,500 or 1,400 on Insta. I'm not really focused on like growing that personal brand. It's kind of something on the back end of like, yeah, I'm posting every day or like every week. You know, I'm posting on my story every day. But the personal brand part, for me personally, like, I don't know how to grow, like, what my next step is, I guess. But, like, I guess I just, you know, share. You know, you just share, you document.
Yeah.
You know, get the content on point, get the caption on point, tell a story, pretty much it. And, like, a lot of it, too, like, I've been seeing a lot of people, like, contact me and ask me for, like, advice or like, bro, like what are you doing and like how do I grow, you know, get clients, or how do I grow on Insta.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just like growing the community, and actually definitely I have like a few DMs that I have to get back to, like a lot of DMs, honestly.
Just shoot them this podcast, like.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah.
So for kicks and empathy, are you given like a copy outline of what you should say in the in the caption, or do you get to come up with that all by yourself?
Yeah, so Kicks Anonymous is all by myself. We were loving the captions there, and I think, I don't know if he's still going with long captions and stuff, but he's been crushing it too. He's been making Robert Downey Jr. shoes. Not him. I don't think it was for him, but it was like, you know, Iron Man related shoes. But yeah, so with now, the captions are all just driven off of the purpose and the strategy and the business strategy of like why you need to be doing this, or like why we're putting this out there, and then rolled off of the content. So the content, specifically physically, visually, along with the strategy, the reasoning, all that.
Yeah, definitely. And just like a background on Kickstarter Anonymous, like, I just thought when you told that story off camera, that's pretty dope. So if you want to like touch on that, because I think that kind of like shows like just like your attitude and mindset of like taking advantage of opportunities right in the moment. So like, if you just want to touch on that story.
So with Kicks, it's pretty cool. I pretty much just met him at like this grand opening of like a restaurant. My previous client, which was Andy Nguyen, mm-hmm. was working with him managing two like food accounts in Chino Hills, California, and then one account in Qatar, which is like right next to Dubai.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It's dope.
And so if you guys don't know who Andy is, real quick touching on that, he pretty much is a co-founder of After's Ice Cream, which is like the biggest like ice cream chain in SoCal. They've done collabs with like Rick and Morty, Hello Kitty, SpongeBob.
Wow.
But yeah, like to put it short, like they're the brand that gets invited out to Coachella, not like Cold Stone or like
How far is it though?
The ice cream?
Yeah.
Dude, it's fire.
Really?
Yeah. So I was working with him managing, you know, those accounts that I mentioned, and then from there he opened a new account with this guy named Bear DiGidio.
Yeah.
So it was dope. Like this, it was this like almost like a party in a sense for like opening like this burger spot. That's where I met Kicks. Kicks was there making shoes for the owners, live, painting live. It was dope. And I just met him there, and you know, we hit it off. It was pretty dope. And then like a week later, I was at his house in the studio talking about how we could, you know, crush it together on social media.
Yeah.
And the thing with him though, and like the thing, what was happening during that time was I didn't have a structure of like a business yet. Kind of was just like, dude, I love doing social media. Like, let's do it with you, like a personal brand, you know?
Yeah.
And so I never was like, this is like, I was kind of like, let's do this, right? Let's go in this direction. And I never was like, but this is how much you got to charge me. I was like, let's just do it. And
yeah.
Like throughout the way, like I never really asked for any money. And
yeah.
He was generous enough. He's like, bro, like here's a camera. Like he gave me my first like Sony A7, like AX77 Mark II or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a really good camera. It's
I'm
a good vlog. Yeah,
terminal.
It's like a really good vlogging camera. And he's like, bro, like for like help me out. Here you go. And the thing with that is like, I never said, I'm not gonna work with you unless you pay me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of just like, let's just do this and let's just figure it out as we go. And because of that, because of like working for free, now here I am getting paid and working with like bigger network. So like, I learned through experience of like, how Gary says, and like all people say, like working for free is like valuable.
Yeah.
Because like in the back end of working for free, you're actually growing value and you're getting an experience. So if it wasn't for that Utah Jazz campaign, I could have been left on red forever.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Kickstarter helping me out, you know, it's pretty much with that Jazz campaign, it was like, it was cool, dude. I was like in contact with the manager of the Utah Jazz social media. So we would be doing all the content, all the copy for Kicks, and then I'd be sending everything to the Utah Jazz.
Wow.
And then they would be posting it up too.
That
was dope. Yeah.
So how did you go about pitching yourself to Kicks? Because obviously he's a famous person. You have like one shot to kick it off of him. Like, how did you go about that?
I think with that is one, there was already like a trust factor because I was working with Andy Nguyen. Andy and Kicks are like friends, and
really?
Same with Bear.
Okay.
They're friends. And then also like, you know, working with Lonzo Ball doesn't hurt. So
yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. I've just been super lucky. Like, I don't know. In my philosophy, I think I was blessed to be here because of the transition I made philosophically and like spiritually. Before doing social media, I was doing like various other business models. I went into insurance, like I worked for this company called New York Life.
Yeah.
The reason I went into it, you know, I got licensed and I had like a mentor. It's because that mentor was telling me, hey bro, like, come on board and I'll just mentor you and you just make hella money. Like, let's do this. Like, let's just make money.
Yeah.
And so I got licensed, and what ended up happening was like it wasn't working out. I didn't like it. I didn't want to learn about insurance and how to sell people life insurance. And like from there, I could have learned on how to get licensed into Series 66, which is like investments and stuff. And like from there, you could like work on Wall Street and stuff like that. But I guess approaching things for the sole purpose of like how much money you're gonna make wasn't really working for me.
Yeah.
And then from there, I went into like trying to learn into Amazon FBA. You guys know what Amazon is? Amazon
yeah,
FBA?
It's just like selling on the back end basically.
Yeah. And I did it for money. And same thing. I bought like a course. It was freaking $997.
That's the classic price too.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, $997.
$990 because it's like it's not $1,000,
yeah.
It's $997. So it's like, oh, okay. And the same thing, dude, like I had like a mentor. And I went out to like this conference with like all his students. I bought the course.
And this is in freshman year of college, high school.
This was actually like a year ago, 2 years before all the social media stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
No, actually, when I came back from Lonzo, I was like, damn, so that was cool, but what's my next thing that's gonna make me money, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to buy a course, I need to go into business, I need to start making money. So I bought this course. I went to San Diego. It was pretty dope. The dude drives like a Lambo.
Wow.
He like has like his mansion. He rented out like 11 Lambos just for that weekend, just to get like hella content for his like personal brand and like. I couldn't do it. I forced myself. Like,
yeah.
How do I learn? Like, how do I find like suppliers in China and like
that's
private label and like. It just, I couldn't do it. And even before that, I was telling you guys too, Forex, IML.
Yep.
Yeah.
Doing that, I was like, this is it. Like, I'm gonna make money.
Dude, I just want to interrupt real quick. Like, ever since I've been doing the podcast, I've followed a ton of influencers, and like, the ads on my Instagram feed are all influencers. Like, there's like, every day I'm presented with like social media marketing, drop shipping, like Forex. Like, I don't know. Like, there's so much things overwhelming me. Like,
yeah.
You can't just go into every single thing and be like, I'm going to make money. You have to like be patient and wait for the one thing you actually care about.
But that's the thing. I don't know how to like do that because it's easy to, Gary says it, going into business with the sole purpose of trying to make money is like the quickest way to like not make money.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're not focusing on like the value like transaction of the business. You guys know Andy Frisella, right?
Yeah, of course.
MFCEO project. Same thing. Them two, Gary and Andy, are like the big ones that resonated with me. I'm like, Andy says for 10 years, he pursued chasing money with his business, right? And like, he didn't make anything. And then once he started focusing on bringing value to the customers, genuinely caring about the health of their customers, that's when he exploded his business. And same thing with me. I'm not over here making hella money, but you know, I'm doing things that I love. You know, I'm working in an environment like that I love, like working around people that I admire.
Yep.
And I think in turn, like that was like really like the bread and butter for like my journey was making the transition of like not chasing money and finding that thing you love. So I pretty much was like, you know what? Social media is pretty dope because I get to be in the space where all the attention's at.
Yep.
So what was your question? Remember
how I was just going to segue into what I asked before we were off camera.
Let's talk about that.
Because like this is kind of leading up perfect to that. And I also wanted to just touch briefly, like Tony Robbins says the same thing. I know there's kind of some things going on with him. I actually had his hat.
Tony Robbins has merch?
Lucky
Black
brand.
Clover. Yeah,
he's merch?
You know, his hat that he always wears with like the clover on it?
Lucky Brand?
Yeah.
Dude, Lucky Brand.
Live Lucky.
It's not Lucky Brand.
It's called Black Clover. So it's his hat. I was gonna wear it, but I saw that in the morning. He was kind of going through some things. So hope everything's okay there. But like he always talks about, like the way you make money is you provide more value in the marketplace than anyone else. And
yes, dude.
So that's key, right?
That one resonated with me too.
Exactly. Gary talks about it all the time. They talked about it in their interview. I think they're literally sitting right here, which is just crazy.
Was it right here?
Yeah, Tony and Gary had an interview right here.
It was during that interview.
Yeah, and that's where he said it. He said you made
crazy.
Yeah, so
what's up, guys?
Kind of just like, all right. But yeah, so off camera, Josh and I were talking about a question. If I were to meet Gary, what would I ask him? And it was, Gary talks about two things. He talks about being patient for our audience, younger audience out there. Stay patient. Like, you have four lifetimes ahead of you, you know, all that kind of stuff. But also the fact that the window of opportunity with social right now is, like, better than ever. And if you don't take advantage now, when Facebook ads and Google SEO is just a completely different game and influencers are overpriced 5 years from now, you're going to regret it. So I just want to know, and Josh said he had something to add to this. How do you find a balance in between that? Should you go all in, or should you kind of balance between them?
So, okay. Here are the two things, right? One, social media is on the rise, right?
Yeah.
So influencer marketing is a huge industry, but then also you're saying there's a conflict of interest with Gary saying be patient. The thing, I think, with the be patient, I don't think that means chill. I think that means be patient on the results.
Like, don't be frustrated.
And like, and like, don't say, damn, like, I haven't gone anywhere.
Yep.
In the long scheme of things, you gotta play the long-term game, mm-hmm. right? So. And here's the thing too with social. Social media is where the attention's at, right? VaynerMedia is $100 million in company. I think it's more. It's more than
I think
million.
He said he does like 130.
Who knows? Like, but I know it's over 100 million. So they're all strictly on digital marketing and social media marketing. So the thing with that is nothing's going away. Because social media is where the attention's at. So let's say social media, something happens, right? It starts to die down. That attention is just gonna go somewhere else to the next thing. And whatever, you know, marketing agency, digital agency, for them to survive, it's gonna go to the next thing. And that trickles down to personal brands too. So if your personal brand, you know, of course it's gonna be on social media, you're gonna have the opportunity to draw attention and to market to where the attention's at, no matter where the attention's at.
Yeah.
Once you have a personal brand,
you can bring them anywhere.
Every door is unlocked.
Okay, so years ago, Oprah was doing her personal brand on TV.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? Tyra Banks, her personal brand's on TV. Now, personal brands are on social media. So it's like attention and the opportunity really, in my head, goes nowhere. It's the potential's forever going to be there. People aren't dying, or I mean, people are dying every day, but people are being born every day too. Like, the attention will always be somewhere.
Yep.
Somewhere. People will always be on their phones doing something or the next thing.
Yep.
There will always be something where people focus at.
Yeah, definitely. That's it.
So yeah, be patient on the results. As in, like, don't, like, it's tough, dude.
Yeah.
Because, like, being young.
I think when he says be patient, he's not just like, oh, just wait around and enjoy your youth. He means, like, focus. Work on something, but don't expect results. Like he says, what does he say? Eat shit for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's like what he did in his wine library.
It's like, I eat shit for 5 years. Like, you just have to put your head down and work, even if it's for free. Like what we're doing with the podcast.
And even here's the thing too with Gary. He ate shit for however long, with no, like, I guess, opportunity. Well, because then, the way to build a personal brand was tougher. Like, personal brands were on like national TV. There wasn't any social media.
So, like, infomercials.
Exactly. So he was able to eat shit, like, but it's different. The times are different now, because you could eat shit but still document it and grow while you're documenting all that.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then I like what he talks about is, like, we're talking about how Instagram might go away and how Twitter might go away, but that, just like you said, they gotta go somewhere.
Yeah.
So where
exactly.
are they going? So kinda how do you see VaynerMedia shifting attention and kind of trying to focus on all the different platforms to kind of prepare for that?
I don't see that yet. I don't think social media is going anywhere yet. So there is, like, those signs, right? Like, one, apparently Instagram's taking away the likes.
There was
a rumor about that.
Because you see Gary focusing, like, OD on LinkedIn right now. So, like, he's shifting kind of between platforms.
Well, I mean, that's still just a social media platform.
Yeah.
And it's not shifting, but he's just spreading it everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, he has a team doing it for him, right?
I think LinkedIn's a really untapped resource.
Yeah, apparently the organic reach is like crazy good. I honestly don't. I haven't updated my LinkedIn since like last year.
He's your man. He's guru.
You're on LinkedIn?
Yeah. He's wild on LinkedIn.
Yeah. It's like Gary says, like, dude, that is where it's at.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The personal, like, the organic reach on posts and podcast posts is just crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, with VaynerMedia, dude, they're still focusing digital, but they also, they do everything. If they want billboard ads, they'll do billboard ads.
Yeah.
So that's probably, like, the good thing about an agency, like, a big one. Like, they just kind of offer everything. And, like, when things start, you know, not working on social media, just going to be on to the next thing. And I don't know, why do you think social media is like going away?
I don't think it's going away. I think it's just going to be like not Instagram 5 years from now.
You can't rely on it. Like Facebook dying down.
But yeah, you can though. Okay. Gary said, I heard Gary say something where he's like, how can Facebook go anywhere? Like they hold us hostage because they have all of our content.
Yep.
And like we need our pictures, we need our posts, like and it's not sure, they we'll have it.
Yeah, I would say rely on social media now, but you can't just expect your whole lifespan to be on social media. Like who, in 10 years we could have virtual reality worlds, like Ready Player One, you could like put on a headset and be in a world. Like you just have to be ready to translate to the next thing. Like,
yeah.
No matter, just be flexible with whatever.
So I think maybe we're talking about that because you know how at one point Facebook was like the spot,
yep.
You know? Facebook was like, this is it. Like, this is...
Yeah, but now it's
everyone was Facebook, on Facebook. And now, I guess, it shifted into Instagram.
Yeah, for sure.
But in the same time, like, yes and no, because, like, I don't know, do you guys' grandmas have Instagram?
No.
But they have Facebook.
But that's not the market people try to tap into.
It's just, like, technology is just... Dude, technology's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I think social media is obviously going to stay forever.
Yeah.
Because that's where the tension's at. It's just like, what's
the
next platform?
It's literally making people addicted. Like,
yeah, well, like, that's where everything
delete
is.
Delete Instagram and Twitter for like a week and see how you do.
That's where I can't. I'd be out of
it's a good cleanse, but like, it's...
I hear about
people
that.
People are dependent on it.
I hear about that. People like, I took like a month off of social and like, this is what happened. Like, this is the benefit of what happened. I don't know, man. You, when you guys wake up, is it the first thing you see? It's just like social media?
I think if you use it for the right way, like to leverage yourself in the right direction, like personal branding is good. But like if you're just going through like Twitter, like what is my friend doing? It's just kind of mindless.
Yeah. No, social media is so dope. And what are you guys studying?
Accounting.
Okay, and you?
No idea. I'm just a freshman, but...
We're sophomores now.
Hell yeah. I was an engineering student for a week. Because my dad was, he's in like computer software and he makes money, like enough to like provide a family.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, maybe I could do the same thing. Wrong approach, dude. It's not the right thing. Why are you doing accounting? You like accounting?
Because, well, at first I wanted to go into accounting, like work in the city like we are right now in a cool office, but like now it's like I want to go all in on what we're doing here, and like having an accounting degree can't hurt. So it's basically like
plan B in
a different avenue I could go down if I choose to.
That's why I haven't decided.
I wouldn't say plan B, it's just like whatever happens, I'll have a two-way street to go down, you know?
So I guess touching on that too, like what would be your question if Gary were to walk in right now? Would you have him?
How do you not have a question, bro?
I would say to him, what can I do right now to leverage myself to be successful by the time I graduate? Because I know he preaches like college is like kind of a scam in certain ways, but I want to stay in college, get a degree, be the first person in my family to get a college degree.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I didn't even know that. That's pretty cool.
And like, the trade-off isn't that bad because like I'm getting a ton of personal, like a ton of
I want to say something.
State funding.
College, you guys' brand is basically like you don't need college.
No, we're in college. It's the fact that when you're in college, look at over here the opportunity to level up from the free resources like Gary's podcast or our podcast or just self-education. It's like, what can you do while you're in college to take advantage?
All your guests kind of are successful outside of the university.
Exactly.
Right? Damn, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah, and like that's the tricky part, because we're trying to get into colleges while preaching how to be successful outside of college. So like how we'd pitch to a college is like, here's our program. It's a way for students to like benefit on their own.
Yeah, I have like the pitch to college is pretty.
It's kind of like our own
brain
curriculum.
college is focused on building like the skills in a workplace, right? Like how to do a like all that kind of stuff, textbook stuff. But if you look at social media, for instance, like you don't learn how to manage an Instagram account.
Dude,
in college,
practical skills. It's like
you guys don't know something crazy. So I had two social media classes last semester.
Really?
Yeah.
One was social media strategies, like in like a journalism class, and one was a social media marketing class. Okay. Social media content marketing. So my social media professor doesn't have social media.
That's the thing. That's what we're saying. No.
Isn't that crazy?
Sorry, table. But every day. Social media is shifting. The way people go about doing things is shifting, and college is still like we were talking about on the way here. College is just now teaching how. College is just now teaching you how to code, and you can make a website without coding right now. Like they're so far behind. So what we want to do, we're gonna be
interesting.
We want to have like a flexible, up to date method of leveraging yourself outside of the classroom, because colleges don't have it, and we feel like if we pitch to them, hey, we have this up-to-date method of how to start a podcast, leverage your personal brand, they would love it, because they don't have that. It doesn't exist.
Dude, my professor literally only has LinkedIn. I might have told you guys before, but I was one time having lunch with like four other marketing students. Like we were all marketing, just so happened to be, well, I think business, I think the majority was marketing, right? And we were just talking about marketing, and then like just out of the topic, Gary V's name came up, and no one's heard of him. I was the only one that has heard of him out of all marketing students.
Dude.
And so what you guys are doing, so what are you guys trying to pitch?
We're trying to say that.
It's like our own curriculum.
The whole thing is, the whole reason we started the podcast is we got to school, Christian and I met, we didn't know each other before, and what we saw is that every kid is kind of like, it's a competition.
Rat race for
between,
a job.
Yeah, it's rat race, kind of like, oh, set yourself up with this internship this summer, next summer, do good in this class, take this class, get the best grades, like land an internship, land a big job at a
corporate
office.
And then go work 80 hours a week for a
Because they don't see what we see, like the personal brand side of things.
Yeah.
It's like, so we want to show them, you know, okay.
Yeah. Like literally like going off the main path. It's like going off the beaten path.
Yeah, but it's like, it's practical knowledge. It's like you could do what you love to do. It's like the side hustle, the opportunity to do what you love kind of, like
it's like what Gary
it's basically what Gary preached.
Crushing it, like you can monetize yourself, and people don't realize that.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like you said, no one knew who Gary.
Like
was.
All,
like that's a problem.
It is.
Like in high school, I'd be like, oh, it's summertime, I get to just go work my part-time job, and now like people are saying, where can I go work for $10 an hour? I want to figure out how I can work for myself to make infinite an hour working, doing my own thing, you know? Like people don't realize that.
It's free.
And we want to open people's minds to realize that. That's the whole thing.
So yeah, I guess on that too. I worked with Lonzo, with Andy, Kickstradamus, now Gary. Never did I show anyone my resume. Never.
Your resume was like your I was going to say earlier, like the guy left you on red, you sent him the Utah Jazz campaign, that's your resume. Like
dude,
the shit that you do the shit that you do practically is your resume. Don't give him a piece of paper that says worked with Kickstradamus to monetize his Instagram. Just show him what you're doing. Experience is what matters.
So, yeah, in that sense, yeah, like, my Instagram page is my business card.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
dude.
Like, so, with Lonzo, right, the director of business development, she liked me because of what I posted on my Instagram story that day.
Really?
She was like, we need that type of stuff with the JBA while we're going traveling. We don't have anyone doing that. I had nothing saying anything about that on my resume. It's like, yes, you're right. It is literally going this
Anybody in college right now would be like, here's my resume. Like, I worked...
Exactly.
I'm a marketing student. I learned how to... The SWOT analysis and, like, all that stupid
SWOT
shit that you learn.
Yeah.
Like, I know the strength.
SWOT analysis.
Because I've got a marketing class in high school.
Business plan. Like,
we want to show people that you can show someone your Instagram story and get a job with an NBA player. Like,
yeah.
no one realizes
this is
that.
How we're doing it, bro. Like, okay, people like ask us, yo, like, how's the podcast? Like, how many listeners you got? Like,
listeners
how much money are you making? Like, they're asking the wrong questions. We're like, bro, look at what we're doing. We started a podcast. We're literally still filming it out of our bedroom. But step one, we're filming it out of my bedroom.
Our bedroom?
Yeah, in my bedroom. So literally, bro, since we started the podcast, we're interviewing people in Binghamton that we just know, like, yo, please come on this podcast. We're trying to build it up. Next thing you know, we get someone like Tim Sykes that we like look up to. Next thing you know, we get Bradley. Next thing you know, we're sitting in Gary V's office interviewing Josh, who we connected with over the internet. Next thing you know, we're having a steak dinner with Rob Gronkowski. Like, it's
what?
Yeah, dude. Like, it's crazy. So, like, the power of connection.
Steak dinner?
Yo, we had a private steak dinner.
We interviewed Adam Weitzman. He's, like, the biggest scrap metal guy in, like, the world, pretty much. He makes a ton of money. We were like, can we get tickets to the Duke-Syracuse game? He's like, we said it casually, like, where can we get a good deal? Because you know,
tickets.
Like, the head coach of Syracuse, he's like, I got you guys, Merry Christmas. He sends us two tickets. We're like, all right, fantastic. We expect nothing more. A week before, we call him up. We're in the parking lot. We go, hey, Adam, what's your plans for the game? Do you want to meet up and, like, talk before the game or after the game? He goes, yeah, I have great plans. I have a steak dinner reserved for you guys. We were like, are you kidding me? All expenses paid to the best steak dinner in Syracuse. Then he goes, oh, do you guys follow football? We're like, yeah, of course. He goes, do you know Rob Gronkowski? We were trying to be calm. We're like, yeah, we know him, but we're like freaking out in the car. He's like, yeah, he's gonna be there too. His whole family. We're just like, are you kidding me? We didn't think it was real. We pull up to the game. There was like 60,000 people or like 30,000 people.
They broke the record.
Record for a college basketball game, and every person in there was looking at Rob Gronkowski walk courtside, and we're like, we get to see this guy for dinner. Like, it's just surreal.
Yeah, it was dope.
Like that right there, I'm like, this is why I do the podcast. Like.
Okay, I want to say something too. So, you guys DM'd who?
Adam White.
He's a local businessman in in Binghamton or upstate New York, and I've always looked up to him because he's like the guy.
So you DM'd him. What did you say?
I was like, yo, Adam, we just started a podcast. Like, I've always looked up to you. Like, you do great business things in the area. Like, could we come to your office? We'll do everything.
And he's not a big interview
podcast
guy at all.
He's never done a podcast interview, but this guy is like the nicest guy. He's like Gary, dude. Like, they are real people that have had success and just kind of want to share with people like us. So we went to his office, we filmed the podcast. Awesome experience, super nice, down to earth guy. And he's like you said, he's friends with basketball coach.
Yeah.
After the Syracuse steak dinner, he hopped on his private jet to LA overnight, went to the Grammys with Dan Bilzerian. Like, the dude's connections are.
Dude, I want to meet Dan Bilzerian so bad. He's
crazy.
Okay, so hold on. I want to say, I'm asked if you guys know if you've read that book, Jab, 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 Right Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys haven't, right?
I've heard bits and pieces of it.
Do you guys know what the jab, 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 right hook
is? It's give, take.
Exactly. So, I don't want anyone listening to this to be like, all I gotta do is just DM people. In a sense, yes, but you also have to do it the right way.
Exactly.
You have to be a professional pain in the ass. Like, you can't, just because the person doesn't answer the first time doesn't mean they're ignoring you. It means they're busy as shit and they probably didn't see it. So,
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. It's also, too, you can't just DM saying, let me get a job. Yo, let me get a job. You don't know how many people, bro, and it's crazy. So people, Gary has this hella people like contacting saying, can I get a job? Why? For what?
Dude, why?
What do you want to do? Can I meet Gary? People will be like, can I come get Gary to sign my bottle of wine? And like, yeah, there is the value in that sense because they already like bought the value or they bought the wine, right? But you have to provide value before you can take. Before you can benefit, right? Because if you're seeking just to like, you know, get a job or like just to get an opportunity,
it's not gonna happen.
It could happen,
but
when you provide value first,
you gotta find the third door like that.
Book. Exactly. So like with Lonzo, dude, I was working for free for them for a month. I went to the first game, the JBA game, not being paid, but I busted my ass. Doing all the content, doing all the on-court event coordinating, and Alan Foster, do you guys know who that is?
Nope.
Alan Foster, apparently, so you guys didn't hear what happened with Big Baller Brand and Lonzo, the whole Ball family?
They split, right? Split off from his own family's brand. Didn't Alan Foster like steal millions from his account?
Exactly. Apparently, allegedly, $1.5 million was stolen from Lonzo's, not stolen, but went missing from Lonzo's business account. And so now Big Baller Brand and the Ball family kind of not really exist. I honestly don't know what's going on. I have like a little bit of information, but yeah. So pretty much I was there working for free already. They already knew my face, just coming in, doing everything I could do, everything I can. And then Alan Foster comes to me after the game and says, what are you doing this summer? And I said, I'm free. You're coming with us. You got a job. Shook my hand.
Flew with them?
That day, the next, like in an hour, I had my flight to Texas because I'm traveling and I'm working with them now.
Wow.
And, but I wasn't...
And they paid for everything?
Yeah, everything paid. And being paid. And, like, the food was paid. All transportation was paid. All flights, all hotels. It was...
Where'd you get to go?
Lavish. Texas, Chicago, Seattle, New York.
How was Seattle? Seattle's probably fire.
Well, we were only there we were there. Seattle's fire, yeah. I've been to Seattle before, too. Seattle's... You guys got to go to Seattle. It's like L.A., like by the beach, like
I need to go to LA,
or like by the ocean. I don't even know what ocean.
Yeah, we
what
also gotta go to
there.
LA.
It's like Pacific Ocean, North.
Yeah, so that's just what I want to say is jab, jab, jab before you right hook.
Yep. Yeah,
and try to develop the self awareness of what you're doing by DMing someone, and the discrepancy of not just freaking like, you're in a sense it's like almost bugging. Like if you just go in there with the wrong, like just right with the right hook,
yeah.
People just DM like, yo, like you should join, you know, this network marketing, this pyramid scheme, like,
yeah,
it's like, bro, like it could work, but it's like to actually grow. So you guys are doing the right stuff because you guys are getting with the right people. So you guys, you know, people are giving you the chance because they probably see the vision in you guys.
Yeah,
I'm getting the chance to see the vision in me.
We're jabbing every day.
Yeah, dude, jabs all day.
That's it. And people ask us all the time, like, yo, how do you land this guest? Like, how can I get this guy on my podcast? And I told them since day one, bro, like, how could we, like, if you're sitting in Gary V's seat, how do you pitch him on to going on the podcast? And I said, we have a college-based audience. Like you said, college kids don't know who Gary V is. How could people start to learn who these people are? Is they come on our podcast, which is a chance for them to leverage our audience to tell their story for free. We mix, master, produce, engineer the whole thing. We send it out and that's it. So the value is we're literally giving them a platform for them to come on our podcast, ask them some questions, and then give it out and provide value to an audience who doesn't know who it is.
I love that. Instead of it just being like, oh, we have a podcast. Like, what do you do?
Just
do something like on the podcast. You have like a reason, and that's what like resonates, and that's what like will take you guys a long way. I also like Real Talk University. I think that like flows really nicely. Like just off
yeah,
the
top.
That's him. We were trying to come up with a name for like
Real
a
Talk
week,
University.
And he was just like Real Talk University. I'm like,
yeah, it's gonna be like the passion podcast.
Nah.
But like, I also tell people if you want to start a podcast, like look in the podcast app on iTunes first and search it because chances are that name's taken.
Yeah.
And surprisingly,
wow.
I was like, yo, Real Talk University. Nothing. The Passion Podcast, like 14 different ones.
Yeah.
Passion Podcast,
yeah.
Passion Project, Passion.
It's like, I just wanted like when Guy Kawasaki came on, like he came on, he's like, are you guys gonna talk about my book yet? Like it's coming out soon. Like people want to come on to plug
dude,
their stuff.
Dude,
but, like,
it's
that's fine for us because you're giving us a platform to
marketing.
Talk to you.
It's market. If you hop on
it's
a podcast
two-way thing.
And your guys' podcast growing and then one day it blows up, guess who's also blown up? All the people who listen to everything else. So like yeah, you're providing value in that way. You're literally giving free content marketing to everyone that you bring on.
Yeah.
So it's like even trade in a sense.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. And that's like how I feel good about this. Like that's why I knew as soon as we started doing this, like this is what I want to do. And I can see myself doing this for like however long
really?
I do it for. Because like, dude, like I feel good about getting the chance to like talk to you in Gary's office. But I also feel good about the fact that you're going to have people that start to look up to you and
right.
start to know who you are. And then I also feel good about the fact that everyone listening to this podcast, whenever they're listening, is going to get value to take their career to the next level. It's literally everyone is winning, dude.
Like, I post on my story every week when we drop an episode, like, link in the bio, and then people, like, I don't know if anybody listens, but one week this girl I haven't spoken to in a year was like, I just listened, like, I loved the whole thing, I took notes down, I'm like, that just made my whole day. Like,
really?
What I'm saying, like, I could have self-doubt and be like, no one gives a shit what I'm saying. Like, no one's going to take my advice. But if someone's like, I just wrote notes on how to, like, benefit from your podcast, like, that's everything to me.
Wow.
Someone cares about what I have to say and it's, like, inspiring them. That's the whole...
Yeah, dude,
I talked
to my friend from high school that I haven't talked to all semester. And he came back and he's like, yo, like, listen to this. Like, I'm about to start a podcast where I interview people in my niche. And, like, you guys really inspired me to do this. Like, I had no idea the opportunity was there. And I really think, yeah, like, this is something that I'd love to do. So, like, simple things like that is, like...
Like, when I first started, I'm like, oh, everyone's going to shit on me for having a podcast. Like, that's so, like, old-fashioned and stuff. But, like, everyone that's known about it, all my friends, like, that's super, super dope. Like, man, keep going.
Everyone starts at zero, bro. Everyone...
Yeah.
That's what Gary says, bro. Yeah, everyone starts with zero followers, yeah, so... It's crazy, dude.
Well, that's dope.
Yeah.
It's like the connection we have with you. Who knows? One day we could
so cool,
collab on anything, literally.
Just on Instagram, now here we are in Gary V's office.
Yeah, dude, like, Josh is the bro. Like, if you're listening to this, you already know, like, Josh is absolutely killing it. So I want to go more into, like, your story and kind of where you want to take yourself. Like, we kind of talked off camera, but we have, like, a lightning round that we could kind of go through for the podcast.
Dude, by the way, we're crushing this right now. In the beginning, we were, like, a little shaky, but
No, that's how it goes.
Now I'm settled in, bro. Like, this
yeah.
is...
Now so how long have we been? Wait, I just realized
we started at like 2:15. Holy,
how long?
Hour and 15.
Hour and holy crap!
Just flew by.
Wow.
Holy shit!
I was gonna say we should have filmed, or we should have. One of you guys should have pulled out your phones and voice audioed it, like recorded it.
We'll pull the audio from there,
yeah,
too.
For sure.
So.
But go ahead.
So yeah, I want to go into like you, so we could like run a lightning round real quick if you want.
Yeah.
So,
dude, I suck at lightning round.
Yeah, no, like, is this a lightning round? I'm the slowest. This is the hardest
dude,
part.
Dude, we have to change the name because
you're not gonna ask that billboard question again. Are you guys asking
yeah.
I guess I'm ready for it.
All right, ready. You got some
first
experience.
Question, bro. What's the worst advice you've ever received, and then what's the best advice you've ever received?
Worst advice. I remember telling you guys this. Worst advice is for me trying to be just rich, you know?
Yep.
Like, you could be rich, like, you guys could be rich pursuing a passion, pursuing something you love, really.
Yeah.
Because if you wake up and you're rich, but you hate what you do.
We've heard that before, like,
yeah,
money is the object at first, but once you're there, it's not the end game. Like, you can't just be rich and be like, wow,
happy
I made it.
First fulfillment.
Yeah.
People say, like, the relationships, like, you have to have good relationships, be happy with what you're doing, be passionate, have a purpose.
And finance is just one pillar of life. Like, how you make your money is more important versus how much you make. So the worst advice is just, you know, pursuing money. And then the best advice is pursuing something you love.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I think it's hard, like, with social media today, like, everyone's like, I have a Lambo, I'm living in this house. So like, oh, I want that. And while getting a lot of money is nice to have the luxuries, like, staying in a penthouse or anything like that, like you said, you have to have a reason behind it.
Too, like, people are young, and the Lambo just is so appealing.
Yeah.
So I actually had a friend back home, right, who was doing social media marketing before me. And he bought, like, Ty Lopez's course. Mm-hmm. And, it's like, I don't know. I think he's been doing it longer than me, but somehow I'm here in a shorter amount of time. I think because I love it. I don't know if he loves it, but just doing something you love, dude, it's just the right way.
Like, IML, we did IML last summer. And
you guys did IML?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
dude, I did too. What's up, IML?
Alex Morton, bro. How you doing out there?
Alex Morton.
Alex is cool.
He's
Alex
the GOAT.
Cool.
Alex is the GOAT. But, like, for me, our mentor Jared, he was pretty much my mentor at the time for trading. He'd be like, yo, like, look at the charts, like, draw.
Oh my god.
Draw, like, the patterns, and, like, that shit is so boring to me. Like,
I know.
I understand that you get to work from your bed, but, like, I think I would go insane if I had to read graphs all day. Like, it's just not for me.
And then you blow an account, and that's it.
Yeah, next lightning question.
Yeah, so, did you say the best advice already?
Yeah,
you did. All right, so the next lightning question is, what is the top side hustle for people in college?
Oof. The top side hustle. There's a bunch, dude. I can't even answer that, because, like, my side hustle is my advice for a side hustle. You gotta love it.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, I'm just so into just doing what you love versus just what you can do to make money. I guess flipping stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys saw that? What can we show right now?
Anything.
That, well, I don't want to pull from this. Let's see if there's anything here.
This jacket.
That jacket. Okay, you can't see it on camera, but this dude, Gary, bought a Jets jacket, fresh as heck, for like $10. Who knows how much it's worth? That, there's a Michael Jordan poster over there. He bought it for $3. It's worth $200 online on eBay, and it's already sold. Like, one's already sold, and so this one's going to sell too. So, yeah, I could probably just flip
like Gary, it. Gary Vee, as successful as he is, still goes out and flips shit for profit.
Because
like,
he loves
insane.
It.
Exactly. Loves that's it. How you know. That's like the tell sign, bro.
Do a garage sale challenge. Start with $100, go for a weekend, tell us how you guys did it.
Okay, here. For you said for college students?
Yeah.
Well, like me personally, in high school, I was sold gum like crazy.
Yeah,
gum,
facts.
Gum, dude. You buy wholesale, and you just sell it. Everyone wants gum.
Yeah.
And you're just like, hey, you want some gum? Like, sure. Then how much? $2. Okay, sure. Here you go. Like, people, like, I think I remember, feel like I told you guys this. I had, like, referral base. People would come to me, like, hey, you're Josh, right? I'm like, yeah.
You're the gum guy.
Like, yeah, you're the gum guy. You sell gum?
That's
I'm like,
insane.
I do. It's like, here's a buck, man. And I had all these choices. So, yeah, just like.
A buck for one piece?
No, for a pack.
Oh,
for
yeah.
a pack.
That's a steal.
Yeah.
That's a steal.
Yeah. It's probably just finding ways to. Flip stuff like
yeah.
that.
And kind of in with flipping, like there's limitless opportunities. Like you can flip stuff that you love. Like for me, that's how I started in high school. I used to just buy and flip shoes because my passion was like the new Jordans or having the fresh pair of Yeezys or Supreme, whatever it was. And I mean, I also think like you kind of grow as you grow through life, like your passions might change or they might evolve. So like don't think that if you can't find your passion now, you're never gonna find it. Or if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I feel like you can't actively sit there and be like, I don't know what my passion is. Like, I'm going to go. Things come to you and you're not looking for it. You
That's,
can't just, like,
yeah.
look for a passion.
It's literally like you. So, to find your passion, you have to be one, self-aware of your strengths.
Yeah.
But getting there is a little tough. You kind of have to be slapped in the face a few times.
Yeah.
Like, I like built credit card debt with all these other things that I went into. That course, $997, I put it all in a credit card.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to almost like the way life works is like you can't know it all. You have to eventually find it, and through finding that purpose, there might be some, you know, bumps along that way.
Yeah, dude. Next lightning round question.
Let me do it.
All right. Remember,
what does the name Josh Ordonez mean to the world in 10 years?
Damn, that's a nice one.
10 years from now,
Josh Ordonez. I actually. So, sharing with you, you guys know my background, you guys know what I'm currently doing. I personally know, obviously, this, like, kind of isn't going anywhere for me, as in, like, I'm not, you know, all of a sudden you're not going to just not know what I'm doing, like, just working for nobody, or, like,
yeah.
And I actually don't know where I want to take, you know, my personal brand. I don't even know, like, if I should, or, like, if I'm kind of, like, my personality is like geared towards like, you know, building that. In a sense, I feel like I should, just because I have like this background, like I could go all day on like what I learned with Lonzo,
yeah.
or like what, how people could like, you know, potentially work with like high class, like, you know, people that they admire. That's, I, Josh Ordonez, I don't even know. Do you guys think that that is like, a name that I could like brand like in a personal sense?
Like, yeah, I just like I
brand
feel
it.
The quick,
you're right,
yeah,
you're right.
It's more of like you than the name. I feel like the name just clicks. Like you can't really see it.
Josh,
I don't really get it.
Like J-O. Oh,
yeah. So
I wanted at Hosh, but it's taken already. Just like some
message the guy that has it.
I know, no. At Josh, I already messaged him, he never responded.
Yeah.
That's taken. He posts. But like I was just like, okay, what about at Hosh? I feel like that would be cool. Like,
that'd be dope.
That was at Hosh.
So like, if you go to someone, like, what do you want your name to mean to someone? Like,
in 10 years?
Yeah, so like, if I just came up to the street, like, you know Josh Ordonez? Yeah, he's the person that...
Digital marketing, social media marketing. Right. I guess that part is still on the table. You know, I wish I had, you know, my 10-year plan. And it would be nice to live here in New York. It'd be nice to live in LA. But, like, I've kind of, in a sense, like, stripped all, like, materialistic goals from, like, my philosophy. So at one point, like, I wanted, like a Tiffany blue Lamborghini. but, like, I guess, like, finding a way how to, you know, build that passion to get to that point where I could afford a Lamborghini. But, yeah, dude, in 10 years, that's a tough. That's tough. I don't know. I'm 21.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll be 31. I don't know. I mean, I guess, the simple stuff, you know, have a family, you know, meet my soulmate, be in love, I don't know, have
yeah.
a cool career. I don't know. Maybe in 10 years we could answer that question again.
Yeah, definitely, bro. We'll be running back. And then there's another question. But before, I just want to ask you if you have any questions for us.
So I'm glad we got to talk on like what your guys's like purposes on that podcast. How many more years of college? Sophomore.
Three.
Where do you guys want to live?
Three more years. I feel like I haven't seen enough places to like.
If we could live anywhere, yeah.
I like DC.
We haven't traveled enough. Honestly, if my optimal thing would be traveling, like I don't want to have a set place.
Really?
I would want to have someone like somewhere called home, like Washington DC.
Well, home will always be home, like
Montreal. I mean, I love where I'm from.
The city
would be dope.
I've never been to LA, never been to Miami, Atlanta, Houston. I've never been anywhere big besides New York City and like San Francisco. I love San Francisco, dude. San Francisco is a dope spot, but I don't know.
Damn.
I would have to find, like, I feel like if I see a city, I'll know. Like, I love New York City. I don't know if there's, like, I can't compare it to many other cities, so I love it here, but I don't know how it compares to anywhere else. So, like, I just have to see.
Like, when I got here, my goal was to live in LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, right after I graduated, I want
to
move to
LA. I
want
to go to LA real bad.
But, like, as of right now, like, dude, this is dope here.
Yep.
But, yeah, I guess we're both kind of, like, on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're kind of just in college, still figuring it out. I mean, I'm almost done. This year I'll be done. I'll graduate with a marketing degree, but
still.
Yeah.
Last question.
Sure.
You have anything else?
I'll probably have one later. Honestly,
yeah,
like we're going to Casey Neistat after this, so
if you don't know who Casey Neistat is, time to hop off the podcast.
Yeah, time to hop off.
Cool. Probably my favorite YouTuber vlogger.
Casey was. I think he was in here too.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
dude, Casey and Gary are huge friends.
Yeah. He was in crushing it.
D-Rock was just with Casey. That means I'm pretty sure Gary was too.
Wow.
Bro,
he was in crushing it,
bro.
He was on the podcast.
Are we doing the billboard question? Or?
Yeah, so we're here.
Is there another one? I don't want that
success.
Billboard question.
What does success mean to you?
Dude, I think I'm just repeating myself. Doing something that you love. And for me too, probably doing something that you love and also kind of working when you want to work. You know, I'm here in the office, actually, honestly, by choice. If I wanted to work at home, I could, but being here is dope.
Insane, yeah.
Yeah. So, doing something you love, making money doing something you love, while working the amount of hours
you can, and
that you want, and having that balance between, like, with the other things you love, you know, loving,
yep.
you know, your wife, you know, your girl, your children, you know, later in the future,
that's
just successful.
Yeah, I think, like, putting 80 hours a week in for yourself versus being told to put in 80 hours is, like, a completely
yeah.
different game.
Yeah,
but both, too, because if someone's making you put 80 hours a week or whatever, 50 hours a week, you have the other hours to yourself, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, Gary says crush the 9 p.m. to the 2 a.m., so if you have to, you have to.
9 p.m.?
Yeah, dude, he said...
No, it's... That's not 9 p.m., it's, like, 9 to 5...
Yeah.
6 to whatever.
6 to like 2. All right, so we're sitting here in Gary's office. You guys can't really see the view, but it's just like New York City. And there's this massive billboard out there that everyone in the world can see. What would you put on it?
Dude, I think I'm going to just jack that guy's. Just I'm going to put my handle. Who said that?
A lot of people
app.
Recently.
Many people
have.
Like... Josh Luber said at StockX because he found
it. Oh, dude, StockX. Yeah, we had some StockX t-shirts here, dude.
Really?
Yeah. We interviewed Josh. He's like the CEO.
Screw it, bro. As of right now, I'll put my app, just at Josh Adonis right
Word,
now.
Bro. And there's a reason behind that, too, because I think if people go to you rather than just, like, reading something off the billboard, you could provide value over the course of the next however many years. So, dude,
that was amazing.
Fun,
you just crushed that shit.
That was dope, bro. I appreciate everything you do.
That was dope, guys. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Signing off.
Wow.
Cool.
That's dope.
Gary with Brock.
I'm freaking starving. You guys eat already?
We.
I haven't eaten
really.
Anything.
Dude, I'm buzzing.
Hey guys, show some love for the Real Talk University podcast by subscribing and leaving a review on the Apple Podcast app. See you all next week.